Welcome to A Rambling Virologist Dream on International Day of Disability on 3CR. On today's show, it is a groundbreaking moment in Australian radio. We have got Director of By Accident, Eva Siffis, in the studio, and later on we'll be talking with Angus Thompson from the Angus Project. Now, Eva, what does International Day of Disability mean to you?
It means acknowledgement of all the work and tireless efforts of people with people with disability in nationally.
That's a good starting point, the recognition of what people with disability have done now and are going to do in the future. Now, you're talking today in your capacity as Director of By Accident. What actually is By Accident?
By Accident is a series of trainings for other people that have had an acquired brain injury. I give tools, tips and strategies based on my own wide-ranging experience and studies ever since my own injury in 1999.
Right. Now, is it with By Accident, what are some of the places that you've delivered training into?
I've delivered training here in Melbourne at Arts Access Victoria. I also delivered training at the Compass Clubhouse in Fitzroy Street, in Fitzroy. I also delivered training this year in Hobart at the Hopes Incorporated residencies.
And how are people finding, how are people receiving your training, Eva?
People are floored. They love it. Yeah, this is such an area of need. And it's also been an area that's been largely ignored by caring and support agencies and the medical capacities. This is the only peer-initiated, peer-developed, or peer-led offering of this type in Australia, maybe even the world.
And that is why it is groundbreaking news on International Day of Disability. Now, regarding rights and choices, how would By Accident help people with rights and choices?
Oh, I can say for sure it will help with choices, because I give suggestions and I give opportunity for discussions to take place within the bounds of By Accident, and we all share strategies and tools that we have used to get better. And yes, so information is shared freely.
Now, what sort of strategies are you talking about with By Accident?
Well, I'm talking about strategies for getting better. So I'm talking about a holistic viewpoint. So we're talking about nutrition. We're talking about exercise. We talk about meditation. We talk about volunteering. We talk about becoming involved with your community. There's a whole plethora of information shared.
Now, is it, when you say about volunteering, I think you've done quite a lot of volunteering, haven't you? Tell us about it.
That's just crazy. I had my injury nearly 20 years ago, and I volunteered for a great majority of that time. I'm actually quite sick of volunteering. I'd like to get paid. But I think that's the standpoint of many people with disabilities in Australia. We don't live in a very inclusive society when it comes to employment, and volunteering is a way in, but it's also a bit of a trap, I find.
Would you describe volunteering as a right or a choice?
It's a choice. I don't really understand what you mean.
Sure. Is that from a question of like rights, for example, is that most people when they go to work in the community, there is an expectation or an implicit right to receive payment?
Well, of course, that is, and that's what I'm talking about. There's an implicit assumption that if you have a disability, that you're going to volunteer your time, and I'm tired of that.
Well, I said you've had some very exciting developments, Eva.
Mm.
And one of them, you're a finalist for Disability Awards.
Yeah, the Disability Leadership Awards. I'm very, very excited. I've been nominated on three different platforms. So on the Leslie Hall Lifetime Achievement Award, I'm also on the Innovation, and I'm also in the arts sector as well.
Now, what is your experience regarding arts? Is that...
Okay, my experience with arts is... is lifelong. I've always been an artist. I first started dancing when I was 4 years old. That ranged up to the time when I was a manager and dancer in nightclubs and night spots around Australia. I used to manage my own groups of dancers, and then I actually went overseas to Japan and I started doing, and I did four contracts, so four separate shows in Japan. And then I came here to Melbourne and I ended up was working in nightclubs and light spots and places like Heat, Metro, Redheads, Cuba, the list goes on and on. And then I also passed through an audition and I was successful. I was part of a group. We were going to be a group and we were going to be pop stars and go over to China and launch our attempt at pop stardom over there. However, pretty soon after I was successful getting into there, I got hit by a car on the Nepean Highway and I sustained a severe brain injury, and that was the end of that life. However, it was the beginning of a whole new life, and this whole new life is where I am right now. And my exploration to arts hasn't stopped throughout my journey. And at the moment, I'm working with something called the Disability Slapstick Plan, and that's a theatrical comedic exploration project that we're going to be developing further in 2019 and 2020. We were actually asked to come to Sydney in March this year. We played at the Disability Play Festival, which was very exciting because that's a nationally accredited, nationally recognised festival in Sydney, and that was amazing to be able to perform there and to be recognised as a professional performer again after all these years.
Well, that's been a very long journey that you've had around arts. Mm. All your life,
mm.
And I'm going to be really nice, good about this, because part of it as an artist is that it's actually staying forever young. Now, having an acquired brain injury, would that mean you've had like maybe a second childhood?
Oh, of course it does. That's one of my favourite subjects, is that I've had two lives in one. In fact, I've actually had three lives in one, because in 2009 I had cancer as well. So I've had three opportunities to begin again, three opportunities to build myself, and it's quite exciting.
Now, regarding rights and choices, in order to get paid employment for by accident and other things you do, have you been going with any other further training, like a training and assessment course?
just so happens that I'm doing a Cert 4 in training and assessment at the moment, and that's quite an arduous undertaking, but I'm getting through it slowly, step by step.
Well, I said receiving a training and assessment certificate for,
mm.
That means you are recognised as a professional trainer.
I will be, yes. I actually won a scholarship from the field training. I think they're field training. I'm not entirely sure. I can't, their name just escapes me, but they train the support workers and things like that, and they gave me a scholarship to do my Cert 4.
Well, look, that's actually another step around rights and choices as well. To actually start your work getting recognised, like the scholarship, the Fields Scholarship,
mm-hmm.
There's also the finalist in the Disability Inclusion Awards.
Yes.
There's been work around, I think it's SYNC Leadership Victoria, yes, as well.
That was 2015, yes. I did the SYNC Leadership, which is a UK and Australia Council. So SYNC is a UK undertaking. They They're responsible for the Unlimited Festival in London, and so Sync teamed up with, Unlimited teamed up with the Australia Council, and they offered the Sync Leadership Program in 2014 and 2015. They offered it to 10 people who work in disability and arts around Australia, 10 people each year, and I was part of the second cohort.
And what we're going to actually talk about, on how you're also a facilitator at Women with Disabilities Victoria,
and also Voice at the Table. And Voice at the Table is a very exciting project where they we deliver trainings to organisations and to corporations and to governmental agencies that when they are making decisions that concern people with cognitive disabilities or people with acquired brain injury, that they include a member of each society at the table when they are deciding, when they are making these decisions.
Now, Voices at the Table, that's rung through a very special place, the Self-Advocacy Resource Unit.
Mm-hmm, it is indeed, in Ross House in Flinders Lane.
That's exactly right. And with Rights and Choices, the type of Voices of the Table training, is that actually about educating people to train people out in the community, or is it about people with a disability training the people that care for them and how to actually manage the people that may care for them?
No, it's more about going to businesses and organisations and corporations and telling them that the voice of people with acquired brain injury and cognitive disabilities are valid and that they are important to be considered when they're making decisions concerning us.
And as far as having an acquired brain injury, do you see that as an advantage or a disadvantage?
Wow, that's a big question. Well, I'm coming up to 20 years with this injury, so I've had basically half my life with and half my life without. It's taken a long time and it's taken a lot of work and it's taken lots of self-reflection to say that now I'm grateful for my injury. I'm grateful for all the opportunities that it has visited upon me and that it has allowed me to explore.
Now, what's the best advice you can give people with an acquired brain injury?
The best advice? Wow, that's a big question. I'm not too sure what I can say about my best advice. It would be never to give up, to always keep going, to keep on exploring, to keep learning, to keep educating yourself, to eat healthily, to exercise, and to involve yourself in your community, because the community is what will raise you up. The community is what will be your doorway to a new life.
Now, Eva, sadly, we're actually running out of time here now. What's the best way for people to get in contact with By Accident?
Okay, so I have a website and it's www.byaccident.com.au. I also have a Facebook page, which is By Accident, so capitalised B-Y, capital A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T, and then it's just in lower cases and joined to the word By Accident, a new you. So A-N-E-W.
Thank
you. Y-O-U.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Rafael Caleb. I've been talking with Eva Siffers, Director of By Accident, on a rambling neurologist dream on International Day of Disability 2018. Thank you very much for your time, Eva.
Thank you, Raphael.
And we will now go to community announcements.
Hello, my name is Anthony Riddell, and you out there are listening to 3CR AM.
Okay. Welcome to a rambling neurologist dream. We've just had a community announcement. My name's Rafael Caleb, and in the studio, I've got two very special people. I've got Angus Thompson, the star of the Angus Project. Welcome to the show, Angus.
Thank you for having me.
And I have got Nina Oyama, as well, in the studio as well.
Hi.
Now, Angus, tell us about the Angus Project. How did it start?
Well, Nina and I met in Bathurst, New South Wales, when we both were studying at university together, and we became best friends there.
Yep, and how, like you said, what were you studying at university, Angus? Was you studying media?
Yeah, we were both doing communications. I was studying public relations, and then I was studying theatre media.
Although all of Angus's mates are theatre media students, so he's an honorary theatre student in our eyes.
Well, Lucas, I'm very pleased that you're an honorary student in the theatre. But part of this journey is that this journey to making the Angus Project, what happened with Access to Fashion? That's where it all started, wasn't it?
In a way, Access to Fashion was on the way. The show originally started with the ABC, so they put a call out asking 20 groups to apply for funding to make a web series. So 20 different groups got funding to make a web series, and of those 20 groups, 4 went through to create a pilot for the ABC. So we were lucky enough to be one of the 4 that went to pilot stage. But I think that started in early 2017, that whole process. Mm-hmm. And Access to Fashion was this year.
In September.
Yeah, in September.
It was in September, and that was actually hosted by none other than Carly Finlay, fantastic person, ambassador for people with disability. And how did you find the experience going at Access to Fashion, Angus?
I thought it was a wonderful experience. And it was great to have that kind of setup in the fashion industry to be able to represent people with disabilities and show the world our fashion design.
Yep, so with Access to Fashion, it's like, did you enjoy people taking photographs of you?
Yeah, that was great. And the whole show can actually be found on YouTube.
And the whole show went to YouTube. Yep, now let's talk about the Angus Project, because that's actually the main object, is that I've seen the premiere of the Angus Project. Mm. Now, Angus, for you, how were you involved with the writing of the script?
Oh, well, Nina and I came up with the concept of the show together. And during when we did the web series, Nina and I sat down together and came up with the ideas for the show, and then Nina put it into a story.
Yeah, so all the ideas in the web series particularly are based on things that have happened in Angus's real life, because there's two, I guess, forms of the Angus Project. There is a pilot episode that's coming out this week, and then there's also a web series that came before that. And so me and Angus kind of discussed all the crazy stuff that happened in his life, like how when he's... So Angus's carers, they're all like his mates, basically, right, Angus?
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I only employ my useless friends.
Like, we're all useless. And
but it's entertainment.
Yeah, and it's like the web series and I guess the pilot as well, we kind of found things that Angus's useless carers would do, like go take Angus to Woolworths and then steal heaps of stuff, or, you know, take, like, shoplift or go to parties and give Angus alcohol, which he loves, so it's fine.
Okay, because that's, look, this, I'm glad you actually brought that, because you opened up the nice little question. This is about the theme of International Day of Disability on 3CR is rights and choices. Now, when it comes down to things like people with a disability, is that's when it comes to things like, let's say, sex, it comes down to drugs, it comes down to alcohol, it comes to maybe living on the edge, having those adrenaline rushes. Now, do you see these as actual choices or rights for people with a disability?
I feel like everyone has their own choice to do whatever they want. And that if people are capable, that shouldn't be mothered or wrapped in cotton wool. That should be able to go out, have fun in any way they choose to have fun.
Look, as I agree with you, is that that was kind of like, is that the truth was that people actually are able to make their own choices. They shouldn't be wrapped in cotton wool and actually discover what is right for them the same way which happens with other people. And that's what I really liked about the series, The Angus Project, is that the project was Angus came in these scenarios where there was the adrenaline rushes, like rights and choices, people going to work, and generally people will get paid. Unless, of course, you've got a disability, right, Angus? Now, can you talk people through that little comment of I never get paid?
Well, I actually had a job in Bathurst a couple of years ago for a disability company doing their social media for them. And after a couple of weeks working for them, after graduating with a public relations degree, I realized I was only getting about $6 an hour. So my work there.
Look, I actually understand that it's kind of like that getting underpaid for actually work that you're actually doing there. And that's what I really liked about the Angus Project, was the actual reality of it too. Like, there was a great little scene that involved Nina, which was people made some very offensive comments. And Nina, who was one of the characters, that lovely comment, yes, they do actually know me. And it wasn't this thing of calling it out for what it was, which was actually very racist, what they said on the actual show. And it was actually, this actually just happens in normal life. That's what made it really, really funny.
That scene where, so I'm, obviously you can't see me because I'm on the radio, but I'm part Asian. My dad's Japanese. And so we did have a comment about, we did want to make my character on screen like a half Japanese person as well, because I am. But there was a comment that another character said, a schoolgirl that's bullying Nina, and she said, you have strict Asian parents who you've disappointed. And I think in a way that is, that's true to my own reality when I was at university. So that's why we kept it in there. But we weren't trying to say anything too edgy, I think. We were just trying to, I guess, insinuate that my character had a different background to other people. Because I think that's the thing of the Angus Project, is like they are two misfits in a country town. Angus has cerebral palsy and Nina sort of doesn't belong anywhere either. And so they just go about the town wreaking havoc, taking drugs, doing whatever they want to together because it's fun that way.
Yeah, and like another one of those great little storylines was that people with disabilities actually have heroes, and that's got a lot to do with rights and choices too, about so-called maybe role models, people they want to be like, they aspire to, they've got heroes. Now, that character, I think it's Wizzo,
Yeah.
Very, very interesting character about, not too sure if I'd like that as a role model in real life, but kind of like I can understand the attraction of looking up to someone who's got charisma until you see them act privately.
Yeah. When we were making the character of Whizzer, so Whizzer is a Paralympian, and he's, you know, he's like hot, he gets the girls, he's, everyone idolizes him. Like, you don't need to have a disability to want to be Whizzer. And we wanted to create that character and also have him be a massive asshole because we didn't want that dichotomy of, like, I guess, making disability an inspirational, sanitized thing. We wanted to be like, no, there are people with disabilities that are dicks as well. Yeah.
Look, and that was wonderful to actually show the real, I mean, rights and choices. Is it just because a person has got a disability, as far as I can get, most people with disability will be perceived as extremely nice. I think that was a great bit of breaking stereotype in there. Someone with disability who was coming across as prick of the year.
Yeah.
And that's what they were on camera. But to actually show that, yes, it shows the human aspect. People with disability have got the rights and choices, like Angus said, to find their own truth and act in the way that they want to as well.
Yeah.
Now, so let's talk. We've got a few time for a few more quick questions here before we wrap up. Now, I said, is there another series of the Angus Project coming out soon or another episodes?
There's four pilots from Fresh Blood on the ABC at the moment, and every single pick one to go to full series. So we've got our fingers crossed that the English Project gets chosen to
Okay, well, the second last question is, now, how can people contact the ABC saying, this is what we want on TV to vote for the Angus Project? How can they do it?
Oh, we haven't even thought of that. I'd say the best way would to be go on your social media and tweet about the show, Facebook about the show, Instagram the show, and use hashtag the Angus Project. And if enough people use that hashtag, then we can show the ABC and be like, look, hundreds and thousands of people, we hope, are using this hashtag and watching the show. Please give us a series. But at the end of the day, it's up to the execs, and we don't quite know how they operate, but we think that if we can show them all these hashtags, that's the way we want to know.
Thank you very much. My name's Rafael Caleb. I've been talking with Angus Thompson from the Angus Project, Nina Oyama from the Angus Project. And one last question is, when does the Angus Project go to air? And we're going to go out with the song Angel by Heidi Everett.
It's on December 4th, which is tomorrow at 9:30 on ABC Comedy.
Okay, thank you very much. We've been talking with Angus Thompson and Nene Oyama. Next up, keep listening to Jesse Lee with The Inclusionist. We're going up with the song Heidi Everett's Angel. Bye-bye.